Bing, we're live on Blog Talk. Good to be on Blog Talk. If you're listening on Blog Talk, sorry for a little bit of the delay. We just wanted to wait a minute before we logged on, and we appreciate your patience, and it'll be like that pretty much every day. We're going to log on a little bit later than we do the regular show. We're delighted to be here on Brighteon Radio, brighteonradio.com, brighteonradio.com. And for this week, I won't make this announcement every day, but for this week, I probably will. If you're tuning in here to see Critical Disclosure Radio, which was the time slot before on this time slot, was the name of the show in this time slot before, that show has moved to Brighteon TV on Monday evenings at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And you can view the Critical Disclosure. If you're like the Critical Disclosure format, you can go there and watch the show there. I'm going to try to have, I believe, I'm going to reach out to him today. I'm hoping to have the Montana Attorney General on, if he's available, on the next show on Monday evening to talk about some things going on here in Montana and some of the court cases that he's involved in. I've interviewed him a half a dozen times before, maybe more. You're battling a tyrannical organization. And, I'd like to get his take on things and what he sees as far as the court cases that he's involved in. I know there's a voluminous amount of them. So we're gonna hopefully get him here on Monday evening. All right. So it looks like I hope everything's coming through okay. It looks like I've been having some connectivity issues here recently. Now this is my studio line here. We're on right now, but the home line is the home internet has been out for I guess probably 18 or 20 hours now. Obviously, the business line. I have a business account here at the studio where I'm doing the show from now, and that is still up and running. But the home connections are not. So I suspect there's probably some overall connectivity issues here in Flathead Valley. There was some connectivity issues yesterday. There's obviously connectivity issues today. So not really sure what's going on. I know it's going to shock you, but they don't call me and let me know. I wish they would. I think you can sign up for alerts, but what good is that? They're just going to alert you and say, yeah, your service is still out. Matter of fact, if you go online, you can do the outage. You can look up the outages. And it just says, there's an outage in your area and there's no ETA on when it's going to be fixed. Okay, great. It's typical of the cable company, right? We're going to show up between May 12th and July 6th, sometime in the afternoon, and you've got to be like ready in that butt block every day for them to show up because you never know when they're going to show up. I'm exaggerating a little bit, of course, but just a little bit. So what I want to talk about the first hour here is the idea that, and I'm not going to attribute anything, anybody behind it. I don't know, you hear the white hats, military is controlling stuff. I'm not really going to go there. You can make up your own mind on that. I just like to discuss, if I could, and illustrate the fact that the left, those that say who oppose America, those, and said it before, the Republican-Democrat thing, of course, it's a uniparty. There's really, you either love America or you don't. You love this country, you don't. You want a stable, non-tyrannical future for your children and grandchildren, or you don't, right? I mean, there's really, I think the lines of demarcation have been pretty well laid out. There's two sides, sadly, and that's exactly, I think, how they want it. Wish it wasn't that way. But that's the way that we are now. And there's more than two sides, of course. You have different factions of these different groups. That's kind of some of the stuff we're going to cover today. It seems to me that, I talked yesterday on the show about Christian nationalism and kind of helped, kind of tried to define that and went over some definitions that are out there, on the internet. And I came to a conclusion exactly what it is or not, I don't really know. But that seems to, of course, now that seems to be what, the reporting that's on the rise, or that's Christian nationalism is making a comeback, or not making a comeback, but a surging, I guess is the word. At any rate, if that may or may not be so, I mean, it appears that it is so. To me, okay, let me lay this out for you. I'm going to show you some things here, just back to back, on some of the stuff that's been going on in the news and some of the recent reports. And it just seems to me like the swing to the other side doesn't seem to be natural. This doesn't seem to be organic. It seems to be that the other side who, of course, you get the MAGA crowd, right? The people that are showing up at the school board meetings, the people that are getting the books removed from the library, people that are protesting these events and these type of things. You have them, and then you have, of course, the folks on the opposite side of that. It seems to me that the folks on the opposite side of that, the stuff they're doing, is so outrageous. It seems to be a way to elicit anger and of course, further division. We've talked about this before. The divide and conquer strategy has been in play for a long time. And I'm going to bring up some of these articles here and fire through them. And if you look at one of these stories or two of these stories every couple of days, it seems pretty innocuous. But if you look at these in succession about everything that's going on, to me, it just seems like they are in overdrive trying to push the people that would be considered on the right into, a battle with those on the left. You call it a civil war, call it whatever you want. And it seems you notice that the latest thing that has happened is Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence being raided by the FBI. And that, of course, is, if you go through, I don't have it up here, but I went through some of the videos on one of the video channels, and some of the top 10 videos, and I think 7 out of the top 10 videos had Trump in the title of them. So this, putting Trump back into the spotlight again, is that by design? Is there a bigger thing at play here? I don't know. Again, they don't call me and tell me anything. I'm just trying to, it all seems to be happening too conveniently or something. It doesn't seem to be a randomness in it. It seems to be, scripted, structured, whatever you want to say. And people say, well, we're watching a movie. We're watching a movie while January 6th people are, unless that's their fake too. The January 6th people are rotting away in jail. I guess maybe they're actors in a movie as they're commit suicide. I don't know. I guess they could be taking it that far. People dropping over dead because of the jab, publicly on camera. And you're seeing that happen really not only in America, but across the world. Certainly people are dying, athletes dying, young children dying. Is that all actors? Is that all part of the plan? Is that all part of the you're watching a movie? Is that really the cost of being part of the movie? Is you have to die? Your role is actual death. Is that who signs on for that? Who signs on that for that role? In a movie where you die in real life, not many people are going to be doing that. Maybe some. Certainly, because there's knuckleheads everywhere, but not generally. So how do you explain all that stuff? My point being is we're so caught up in the daily thing that I think sometimes it's hard to take a step back and look at the whole big picture. So it's one of the things I'm going to try to do here today. We're going to show a couple of these slides here and take a commercial break, and then we have another break at the bottom of the hour, a network break, and then we'll go through the second hour. Should be able to get through all these. And then David Howard will be here the second hour to join us to talk about the recent Montana Supreme Court rulings on the abortion topic here. I'm going to say controversy necessarily. I mean, I guess anytime you're killing children, it's controversial. But we'll talk about that in the second hour. Okay, let me pop up this website here and some of these websites. And again, the premise is it seems to me that the activities on the other side are becoming so so widespread, so heinous, so commonplace, so just outlandish, just raiding the never before. I don't think in past has that happened. I haven't been around since the inception of the country. I haven't lived that long, but from what I'm gathering, that's sort of the first time that they've actually, raided the house of an ex-U.S. president. Again, why are they taking it to that level? Why are they going so far? So let's look at a couple of these things here, and hopefully it'll help illustrate my point. UK police say British Army veteran arrested because anti-LGBTQ social media post caused anxiety, and it was there to be, of course, videotaped, and that went around, and I think that got viral fairly, pretty much. I hope this doesn't start. I hate when they do that. I hate when it starts. This went pretty much viral when they arrested this guy for his speech. This is right here in Missoula. We are here. We will continue to be here. Drag Queen Story Hour in Helena moving forward. This is from the Missoula Current. I mean, this is a Montana publication. This is, of course, they continue to press forward right in your face, even though there is a very low percentage, although, growing, but a very low percentage of people that really have this type of a lifestyle or enjoy this type of lifestyle or even agree with it. Not necessarily mean they can't do it. Just why do you have to go target children? If you want to be an adult and do adult things with other adults that consent, who am I, right? It's not my place to tell you what to do. But when you target children, that is, I think it's all of our places. When someone targets children, we all have to stand up, if you will. I mean, I can't believe that it would even have to be said. I'm just wondering here if the connectivity issue, sorry for those people that are trying to view this here. I think there is some connectivity issues. I'm seeing some lags on the playback here. So I'm hoping everything's going through okay. I may be broadcasting it to no one for all I know. If you're hearing me on Facebook, just drop a line if you can, or if you're on Foxhole, drop a line and let me know that I'm actually coming through. I'm 5x5. I would appreciate that. I would appreciate that because, as I said, my one connection here seems like it's delayed. It's like very choppy. Like maybe it's not going through all the way. At any rate, I can't really do a whole lot about it. I think again there is some sort of an internet issue here in the valley because it's happening at the house. So we'll just continue to carry on like we're speaking to thousands, I suppose. All right. So this is another one here. We're in your face, whether you like it or not. We're here, and we're going to come and read stories to your children with our junk hanging out, whether you like it or not. We're here. All right? And you have this one. I mean, and again, is this all to just elicit anger? It seems to me that they're trying to ramp up the level of anger. This is from the New York Post. Students at Ritzy New York City High School forced to attend a drag show in church. And there they are in a church. There's a drag show, apparently. That's what it says. But they looks like to me that they're in a church. Looks like church windows and looks like it's a big church organ or pews or something. So, yeah, that is, again, this gets put around, passed around. This person is in church here. If you can't see on the radio side, obviously, but if you're watching the video, this is in church. I'm not sure if you saw this. This is just basically generally despicable. And this person goes down the aisle, sure, a man dressed like a woman, and they stand and give her standing ovation and clap and cheer right there down the middle of the church aisle. Again, is this designed to elicit anger amongst folks? It seems to me that they're just going over the top, right? Over the top. Let's take a quick commercial break. Come back on the other side. We'll talk about this and other things. Again, David Howard will be here the second hour to talk about the Montana Supreme Court rulings. We'll be back after these brief messages. If you like classic cars, exceptional service, and a money-back guarantee, then the Corner Shop in beautiful downtown Kalispell is the place for you. Whether it's an oil change, engine diagnostic, suspension work, or brakes all around, the Corner Shop has you covered. With expert technicians and a free consultation on all services, you can't go wrong with the Corner Shop. Did I mention the classic cars? While you're waiting for your expert service to be performed, take a stroll through the showroom to see Kalispell's smoothest collection of classic cars. The Corner Shop is conveniently located at 1212 South Main, just south of the courthouse. The Corner Shop is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., so drop by for an appointment or call 755-7777. That's 755-7777. The Corner Shop, Kalispell's full-service auto repair facility.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Have you heard of protovites? The most common health concern today is poor digestive health. Unlike ordinary supplements, Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology. A published scientific study proves that Protovite is nutrition that gets in 100% of the time. Protovite uses the highest quality ingredients to rapidly nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking.
Protovite, nutrition that gets in. Buy Protovite now.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
Okay, folks, you can go to bloodboost.net, bloodboost.net, and check out Protovite and check out those the videos. It's amazing how the live blood videos, when they're taking a video or an image of a person's blood, and then they take the Protovite, and it's amazing what it does. I don't know actually how all that stuff works, but it's pretty remarkable. Anyway, thanks for hanging on after the break. This is Northwest Liberty News, NorthwestLibertyNews.com, NorthwestLibertyNews.com, or at libertylinks.io/Jim's Links. That has the links to all the social media and everything, which I just signed up with a bunch of new social media sites, and I haven't really put them all on there yet. I hope to do that soon. Anyway, we're getting back to talking about the title of the show here is Are All Being Played for Fools? And you wonder, I do anyway, I'm wondering about all of the events that are going on or have went on that I'm covering here that seem to be just, I mean, it's like nothing, like you'd think, and we're going to talk here in a minute about Joe Biden's poll numbers are the lowest ever. People are, I think 75% of the people all across the country, whether Republicans or Democrats now, are against what's going on here with Trump getting raided. There's even liberals coming out saying we want you to unseal the warrant. It's almost being done on purpose. It's almost like why would these people? Okay, for example, well, and let's get here to a couple things. We'll get to Biden's numbers in a minute, but let's get back to this. The stuff that is really designed, I think, just to turn people, you know, angry or elicit some sort of a strong emotional response from them. The last one we covered before this was the drag queen in the church, right there walking down the church aisle. So you can see that. And now we have the swimmer Leah Thomas beats two Olympic medalists amid protest to make history as the first trans athlete to win an NCAA title. They actually make a point to say that they beat he beat two Olympic medalists. Well, he's a man and they're women. How is that? That's like me beating up a third grader and then walking around with my hands in the air going, yeah, I'm the champion. I'm the toughest kid in third grade. Well, you know, it's not fair. It's not a fair fight. So I think it's pathetic that they would even list that like that's an accomplishment. Leah Thomas beat two Olympic medalists. It's disgraceful. Again, look how much they're putting in your face. This is from a conservative talk show. I believe it's in Washington State. Washington laws now allow teen gender reassignment surgery without parental consent. Without parental consent, you can get transgender surgery now in Washington. Remember, divide and conquer, right? That's the strategy. Divide and conquer. This doesn't unite people. Things like this doesn't unite people. It certainly just does nothing but divide people. And it's, again, it is, they are just relentlessly just, I mean, over and over and over. It's almost like you're just like, you know, a sleeping dog and you just keep poking it and poking it and poking it and poking it. And once you leave it alone, poking it and poking it until eventually, you know, it gets the response that you want, which is jumping up and attacking you. That's what it seems like to me. It seems like that's the way that they're playing this, those on the left. And, of course, again, right in your face. Just put it in your face. Look at this. Admiral Rachel Levine. It's just obviously a guy who likes to dress up as a woman and call himself a woman. I don't even know what his real name is. Probably not Rachel. That's not his birth name. But, that's like, you know, in your face again. No, this is not, of course, taking into account, you know, the inflation at the grocery stores, the inflation everywhere, and people, you know, living off more their credit cards more than ever, and, you know, people facing financial hardships, and, you know, this on top of all this, right? What's the purpose? What's the goal? What's the end game? You wonder. So as we talked about, Biden's approval rating hits a new low despite Democrats' winning streak. So if they know over at Investors Business Daily that Biden's rating is an all-time low, you know, if your rating was at an all-time low, let's think logically just for 1 second. If your rating was at an all-time low and you really were doing what you were doing as far as, you know, acting like the president, and you wanted to continue that facade for another 4 years, wouldn't you like take the pulse of what people are thinking and how you're doing and go, wait a minute, lowest poll ratings of all time, or new low, his approval rating hits a new low. Let's double down and keep poking people in the eye and jamming our total finger into their eye socket daily. Don't you think they would back off a little bit? Wouldn't it make sense to go, okay, they have a meeting or something, right? You'd think they'd communicate and go, hey, listen, we're like losing even our own supporters here. We really need to tone it down some. Nope. They double down. They don't tone it down. They double down. And that just makes me wonder what else is going on, right? Why would they? I mean, well, they're just crazy. Yeah, they're maybe crazy, but they're certainly clever. They're not stupid enough to not realize that the things that they're doing are alienating a lot of people. yet they continue to do it. Why? If you walked down a street every day and some bully kicked your butt every single day, wouldn't you eventually walk down a different street or get a bodyguard to accompany you or do something different? No, this something's not right. Something's not making sense. Now let's look at the Maxwell thing. We see the people that we're about to highlight here in a minute getting arrested, getting indicted, getting their houses raided. Yet Ghislaine Maxwell, there's a list of folks that were on the Jeffrey Epstein flight, which she procured children for, including Bill Gates, who's admittedly been on the plane, on the list. None of these people get prosecuted. None of these people get FBI raids. But others do, as we'll see. And I left out Peter Navarro. I think he's Trump's former head of the Department of Commerce, perhaps. I don't remember. Maybe not. I forget what it is. But he was in Trump's cabinet at any rate. So speaking of Epstein, you've probably seen this. Video report. Judge who approved the FBI raid once linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, this is recent news. Again, this is a ploy to continue to divide people. The judge who approved the FBI raid once linked to Jeffrey Epstein. After Jeffrey Epstein's madam gets 20 years, but everybody on the list, it's blocked. You can't see it. It's off limits. The judge has sealed it. Doesn't this doesn't tick people off? Is that what they're trying to do? Don't know. Again, I don't have all the answers, folks. I just have more questions. Looks like we're coming down here to the hard break. But we're going to talk in the next part of the show about the X-rated books. What else do we have coming up here? How they're selling oil to China as gas prices are over $4. It's just one thing after another, giving money, billions of dollars to Ukraine. We'll cover that and more on the other side of the break. NorthwestLibertyNews.com, NorthwestLibertyNews.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on the broadcast. Hang around. Okay, folks, thanks for hanging out for the break. This is Northwest Liberty News. I'm your host, James Wright. We're coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana. We are here each weekday on Brighton Radio, 10 to 11 a.m. Then we extend the show another hour from 11 to 12 p.m., 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on a variety of different networks, including Foxhole, Facebook, Rumble, Gee Whiz, Blog Talk, and I'm sure there's others. But you can find all that information by going either to NorthwestLibertyNews.com or LibertyLinks.io/Jim's Links. Okay, we are discussing this events that are going on here. Seems like the boomerang is coming back, and you wonder why doesn't the other side tone it down as they see their approval, they see the people that stand behind them and have even voted for them now are coming out and going, hey, wait a minute, this is you're crossed the line. Why would they continue to move forward and do that? What is the motivation behind that? That's what I'm curious to know. And I'm highlighting some of the stuff that they're throwing out there, and they're trying to foment a civil war so they can come in and crack down and declare martial law. Don't know. Are they going to bring the military out? Is the military going to turn against the American people if that happens? I guess it's as good as anybody's guess as mine, I suppose. So Iowa Governor Reynolds targets X-rated books in schools, transparency in condition of the state speech. So again, we have seems to be one of the things, the memes across the nation is the libraries here that are trying to pass off these pornographic books in their classes that classes have been the library in elementary schools to children that really shouldn't be exposed to these type of things. And there's actually people fighting to keep them in there, which I think is preposterous. And I'm just hitting headlines here that I believe are designed to elicit an anger response from people and just raise the vitriol on the right to the point where they just attack those on the left. It's what it looks like they're trying to do. Author of the porn library book identified as the founder of X-rated shop. So the porn library book that they're trying to knock out, they're trying to get rid of, they are a sex shop owner. Is that any surprise? Does this surprise anybody? It shouldn't surprise you. It shouldn't surprise you. Again, another story here. This is very recent off of Zero Hedge. Every single Senate Democrat just voted against defining pregnancy as a biologically female process. Let me exit these. Every single Senate Democrat just voted against defining pregnancy as a biologically female process. Right? I mean, it's so over the top and ridiculous. You kind of wonder. I do. What else is going on here? Right? What else is going on? I mean, this seems like, again, are we being played? Is this all part of a big program, part of a big plan to, as I talked about yesterday, I mean, we're in a real danger here of becoming like a religious state. I'm not saying it's going to be like Sharia law, but, if this whole Christian nationalism thing surges and you get to the point where, the backlash on some of these people it's not going to be good. I talked about that. I think the backlash on the LGBTQ+ community is going to be epic, like no one's ever seen before. Is that what they're trying to do? You wonder, folks. I mean, again, I don't have the answers. I have more questions. U.S. commits another $1 billion in arms aid and $4.5 billion in aid to Ukraine. Well, you have people here in this country, paying higher prices, suffering, Some people are suffering through homelessness. Some people are suffering through many things. Now, I'm not saying it's the government's responsibility to take care of these folks, but they certainly do have no problem taxing them, which we talked about yesterday is 100% not necessary. You realize that, if you create the money, if you just create it by fiat, which is what our U.S. dollar is, it's created out of fiat. When you're able to create the money when you need to, which they've done lots of times, you don't need to tax people for their money. You don't need to. It's the only purpose of the taxing system is to oppress the populace. That's it. They don't need, especially in America, especially in the United States, like the United States Corporation. The United States Corporation. They can print money. Why do they need to get your money? That's not because they need the money. Not because they need the money. They need you destitute. They need you suffering. They need you struggling to make ends meet. They need you spending all of your time wondering how you're going to get your next meal or make your next payment. So you can't focus your attention and your spare time on them and the crimes that they've committed. This is all a construct. This has all been constructed for us to be living in slavery. And we're thankfully, hopefully, breaking out of it. U.S. commits another $1 billion in arms and 4.5. I talked about that already. Let me cut this out. Let me exit that one. Again, how angry does this make people when you see that gas right now, and here's the AAA gas prices. The average gas of national average is $4.01 in gas, right? $4 and nothing. Trust me, nothing does more damage to a person's pocketbook besides them losing it, you know, when it's stuffed full of cash. Nothing does more damage than the increase in gas prices, because the increase in gas prices covers a wide variety of items. I mean, think about it. You know, I don't care where you shop. You've got Walmart, Kohl's, Target, your grocery store. You don't notice a big manufacturing plant that's behind your grocery store, right, that produces all the vegetables, all the pasta, all the jars of sauce. There's, of course, free-ranging animals there, or animals in the slaughter, you know, the slaughterhouse, so they can cut up. No, of course not. No, your grocery store is just it's a holding facility for the places that do that. Well, how do you think that stuff gets to your grocery store? Now, it's not Batman. It gets put on a truck and filled with diesel fuel and driven there, right? Well, diesel fuel is even more expensive than regular fuel, than petrol. It's quite a bit more expensive, as a matter of fact. I think like a dollar more. So that, who you think that cost goes to? It goes across to the folks. So that's causing, you know, a lot of hardship on people. While the Senate Democrats blocked the Cruz Amendment, insist that Biden should sell more oil to China. Senate Democrats blocked the U.S. Senator Ted Cruz's amendment today to the Schumer Mansion Tax and Spend Bill to block strategic petroleum reserve sales to China. Now, you ask yourself the question, right, folks? I would think, when gas is $4 and we're having problems, you know, obviously keeping gas in the tanks, at a price that's acceptable for people to live in some cases. But why are you selling the gas to China? Isn't China our enemy? Isn't that the general consensus that they're against us? They're not a friend. Why are we selling oil to them? Why we suffer in this country? Is this designed again to anger people? Angers me. Here's me again, $4.01 a gallon for gas. And then we got all the people that were in Trump's sphere that are getting indicted, arrested, convicted. I don't know if you have any arrested. Anybody arrested yet? I wouldn't really call Stuart Rhodes in Trump's sphere. I guess the closest that he really got to that was that he went to the Trump rallies and helped escort some of the people at the Trump rallies back to their cars so they didn't get the crap beat out of them by the Antifa. At any rate, ex-Trump aide Steve Bannon convicted of contempt of U.S. Congress. I mean, Steve Bannon's a popular guy. He's probably there's millions of people that watch his show. Millions of people that watch his show. Much like this next radio show host, which most people know, Alex Jones. Jury awards $45.2 million in punitive damage in the Alex Jones Sandy Hook trial. And the report is, I wasn't there. I wasn't at the trial. I saw it like everybody else did, or actually saw excerpts of it. He's apparently not allowed to defend himself, not allowed to speak, not allowed to provide a defense. And that was widely publicized. Again, this doesn't anger folks? Yeah, sure it does, right? And again, it just seems to me, and the point I guess I'm trying to make is, when you're failing so miserably, when you're just failing so absolutely miserably, like I guess that's the objective, like failing, maybe they're not failing. When you apparently are failing as miserably as they're failing in the current fraud that is the United States corporation, the actors that are playing those parts, when you're failing so miserably, you'd think that you would back off a little bit, especially with the election coming up. It's almost like they want to lose the election. It's like they want to be so outrageous and so outlandish and be so over the top coming up here in what is August, September, October, November. We got what, 3 months before the election? It's like they're taking it to another level of craziness, and the timing couldn't be better for them to lose the election. Like, why is that going on? What is this? What's happening? Why wouldn't they back off a little bit? You'd think, right? Doesn't seem like they are. Seems like they're doubling down in some cases. Jury awards $45.2 million in punitive damages in Alex Jones' Sandy Hook trial. Now, Jones has probably got as many, I would guess, I don't know how many, but he's probably got as many viewers as Bannon does, or they're probably close, probably pretty close. Again, this is to elicit anger. Here is the January 6th. I talked about that a minute ago. This is from The Independent. We are rotting in jail. Capitol rioter demands Trump give January 6th speech to back him and co-prisoners. And that's a question that Stuart Rhodes had when he did the interview with me right before he got arrested the following day. You can find that interview if you go on, I believe, my BitChute channel or Brightian channel for critical disclosure. That's one of the things that that Stuart Rhodes, I believe, had said in that interview, that he was super disappointed that Trump had not done anything to stand up for the January 6th, you know, people. Why didn't he could raise, he said he could have just did one event and taken that the funds, you know, and taken donations or taken money at the door, and could have helped all their defenses, you know, helped them all, you know, because they were there for him, right? Apparently, these people were his supporters. Sure, there were some FBI operatives in there, of course. We know this. This is the way that they roll, but generally speaking, I mean, I don't know why Trump hasn't done that. I really wish he would. Don't know why, but this is another thing to elicit anger in folks. We are rotting in jail. Capitol rioter demands Trump give January 6th speech. Just the fact that there's these people rotting in jail from January 6th. Again, you know, it's. Not to get too hokey here with you or too, you know, I mean, esoteric, but we talked about this before, about Elmer Green in the Menninger Clinic in Topeka, Kansas, back in the 60s. Could monitor people's auras and vibrations and things like that. And he did it in a copper room. He had a copper room built. He put subjects in the copper room, and he could measure, you know, certain body effects that they had, you know, when he put it in a copper room, so there's no outside influences, no, you know, no anything that could taint his studies. So, you know, I don't pretend to know all the answers on this, but my point being is, when they continue to come out in this these negative stories over and over again that elicit this anger in folks, that does more damage to us than it does to them. What damages them more are people coming together, are people putting their differences aside for a common goal, and that's the restoration of this country, right? When people put down the facade and they take their masks off and they just are able to be real people with other folks and realize that we're a lot more alike than we are different. They can't have that. That is bad for them. That's kryptonite. That's kryptonite for the establishment, right? That's deadly for them. That's why I believe they have to continue to put these stories out and act so outlandishly, because they need to raise the level of anger. They need that because it lowers your vibration. It's the opposite of love, right? Because you end up hating these people and you end up being so frustrated with them and angry with them over what they've done. And this benefits them. This benefits them because, again, it lowers your – you never really can make a good decision when you're, like, emotionally charged. We know this, right? I mean, from history, you should probably know this. If you don't, I'll give you a little bit of a – give you a pro tip. Don't make a decision when you're really emotionally charged. It's usually not a good one. So what it does is it just brings people to a lower level of vibration. And it creates, for the secondarily, it creates division amongst people. And this, again, is the – that's how they win. A divided population is a formula for them to win, not for us. So the January 6th folks are rotting in jail right now. And that is that's troubling. That's troubling, to say the least. And, of course, you have the FBI after they – let's get this one first. We heard about this. FBI searches Trump's Florida home as part of the presidential records probe. This has been in the news everywhere. They searched his home and took some boxes and stuff out. He wasn't there. But, of course, this has been all over the news, as I stated. If you look at some video channels, 8 out of the 10 or 7 out of the top 10 videos have Donald Trump's name in them, which it thrusts him back into the news cycle in a huge way over the last couple of days. Then you look at this follow-up story. Again, this is probably what the image that I'm going to show you next in the next article, one of the last ones, is the reason that I decided to pretty much do this whole thing. And I started thinking to myself, something's just not right about this. What ulterior motive do these people have? And I mean all of them. Let's look at this right here. We see this. FBI searches Trump's Florida home. Then what do you have for the next one? Hillary Clinton fundraises with but her email merchandise after FBI's Trump raid. So she is totally sticking her thumb in everybody's eye and coming out with swag that says but her emails, which further exacerbates the already disgust that people had before, knowing that she got away with doing crimes openly and no one did anything to her. Of course, we cannot forget, and I don't have the clip ready, but Trump said, if I was president, you'd be in jail. Well, that didn't seem to happen. If it would have happened, then she wouldn't be here mocking him with her emails hat and her gear that she obviously purchased to poke him in the eye with, which, you know, in some sense, probably deserves it, because he should have locked her up. He should have locked her up to say, well, there would have been a civil war. There's already probably going to be one anyway, for crying out loud. I mean, we don't want to lock her up because there's going to be violence. Okay. So they just burned down a bunch of cities and pulled people out of cars and beat them in the head and rioted. Do you think it was going to get much worse than that, for crying out loud? Should have just thrown her in prison when you had the chance. But nope, that didn't happen. Didn't happen, which is, you know, another show altogether. So, of course, to rub salt into the wound and to follow up and to double down after they go and raid Trump's residence. They seize a congressman's, a Republican Trump-supporting congressman's cell phone. The FBI seized his cell phone to put a little bit of a cherry on top of everything, just in case people are starting to forget already about the raid. They wanted to make sure that that stayed in the news cycle with the Congressman Perry and his, and then trust me, there'll be more. There'll be more, which wouldn't surprise me. But the question is, why is it happening? It seems like we're being played. It seems like this is all part of a stage show. Right. It all seems to be coming together too nicely. And all of these, again, the stories that I covered here, some of these are just over the top. You don't think they would back off? Think about it for a second, folks. Let's say if you get in a fight with your best friend, right, and you guys get agitated at each other and you get into an argument. If you really value your friendship, are you going to continue to sit there and badger him and badger him and badger him over again after he asks you to stop? No, you're going to realize, hey, listen, I'm not making any friends here. I should back off. I should change my tactic. I should, you know, do something different. No, that's logically, that's what most people would do. They don't do this. They don't do this. And I don't know why. Again, I have no clue. But it's going to remain a question after this broadcast, because I don't really know if I've even answered any of these questions. I still have more questions than answers. I really wish I knew what was going to be going on, but I don't. And we'll just have to keep our eye out for that over the next probably 90 days, I would think. I'm not really big on timing and going for timing, but I got to believe that something's happening. I mean, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop trying to go after conservatives. So this is not going to be good. Again, don't know the future, but I apologize, folks, if you watch the show today and you're having signal issues. I'm seeing messages pop up where this feed is being compromised and not coming through. I think there's connection issues here in the valley, so apologize about that. I don't really know there's really much that I can do. I appreciate you tuning in here to the broadcast. We are just coming to the end of the show. We are on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. If you want to check out the Critical Disclosure broadcast, we will be on Brighteon TV this Monday, this next coming Monday. I think it's the 15th, I believe. Probably, I think it is the 15th. We'll be on there the 15th and at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And you can check out, I don't have the Brighteon TV link there yet, but you can check out most everything else over at libertylinks.io/Jim's Links. That's libertylinks.io/Jim's Links or northwestlibertynews.com. It's northwestlibertynews.com. Hang around. We'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with David Howard from Montana, Montana Senator. Until next time, this is James White for Northwest Liberty News, saying bye now to the Brighteon crowd. If you like classic cars, exceptional service, and a money-back guarantee, then the Corner Shop in beautiful downtown Kalispell is the place for you. Whether it's an oil change, engine diagnostic, suspension work, or brakes all around, the Corner Shop has you covered. With expert technicians and a free consultation on all services, you can't go wrong with the Corner Shop. Did I mention the classic cars? While you're waiting for your expert service to be performed, take a stroll through the showroom to see Kalispell's smoothest collection of classic cars. The Corner Shop is conveniently located at 1212 South Main, just south of the courthouse. The Corner Shop is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., so drop by for an appointment or call 755-7777. That's 755-7777. The Corner Shop,
Kalispell's full-service auto repair facility.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Have you heard of Protovites? The most common health concern today is poor digestive health. Unlike ordinary supplements, Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology. A published scientific study proves that Protovite is nutrition that gets in 100% of the time. Protovite uses the highest quality ingredients to rapidly nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking.
Protovite, nutrition that gets in. Buy Protovite now.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
Rocky Mountain air smells a lot like freedom. Northwest Liberty News.
Oh, Polly, oh, Polly, it's for your sake alone. I left my dear old father, my country and my home. I left my dear old mother to weep and to mourn. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home. It's grapeshot and musket and the cannon lumber loud. There's many a mangled body, the blanket for their shroud. There's many a mangled body left on the fields alone. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on after the break. I'm your host, James White. This is Northwest Liberty News. Let me pull over the Zoom here for the video. Folks here, and we'll have that over in just a minute. Thanks so much for joining me here. There we go. I'm delighted to be joined by a longtime guest here on the show, friend of the show, David Howard, who's a senator here in Montana, and also the founder, and I think the producer of Foxhole Ministries, which is on. David, I think you're on 60, 70 stations. I never can remember. It's a lot. It's a lot. That's for sure. You're on every day with your I think that's 2 or 3 minute inspirational sort of message every day. And we can talk about that more. But David Howard, thanks so much for joining us here today. We're going to be talking about the recent Montana Supreme Court ruling, which we, either one of us, are really happy about. But David Howard, thanks so much for joining us here today on the broadcast.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Always great to have you here, my friend. Okay, I tell you what, let's start this out here. Give us a... just to catch those people up here that may not be familiar with what's going on here, let people know about the precedent, the case that set the precedent, and then of course the laws that were passed here, I think in the last Montana's legislative session, that were signed by the governor, and then the court got involved, and I think we had this discussion before. If we have co-equal branches of government, how can the court ever override the other two branches? But that's, we've already kind of covered that a little bit. Anyway, David Howard, again, thanks for being here. And we want you to go ahead and just give us lay the foundation for us before we continue.
Well, thankfully, every one of us that wants to see the murder of the unborn stop, we really were glad when our Supreme Court finally made a decision to stop the facade. And the facade was that our Constitution gave people a right to abortion. You see, most people don't realize that you should be able to pull the, our Constitution up in a Word document and search the word abortion. And if it's not in there, it becomes a state right, because the Constitution clearly says. Now, what did Dobbs do? Well, Dobbs essentially overruled everything that the Armstrong did, case in America, in Montana. Now, here's the key. Dobbs said that it has to be a legislative solution. Okay, that invalidates Armstrong. Armstrong hung its hat on the right to privacy. Now, that is almost like a joke, because of the fact that if a woman has the right to privacy to kill her unborn, does she have the right to privacy in her own home to kill her husband? Where does it end?
Right, exactly. It's a slippery slope. You're correct.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then you see our Armstrong decision, the judge that ruled that said that there's no evidence of that Montana's constitution authorizes abortion. It's not in there. We even went back and looked at the 1972 notes when they went through the process of creating our 72 constitution, and they specifically debated that, and they decided not to put anything in there about the constitution, about abortion. Well, you see, the judge that wrote that, he quoted right to privacy, I think it was like 80 times, okay? And then what he did, something that was really egregious, he said, because of the Roe decision and Casey, that means that the federal government, the Constitution said that we have a right to privacy, a right to abortion, all right? Well, the Dobbs decision specifically said we do not have, that is not in our Constitution. It really never was in our Constitution. So really right now, the Armstrong decision is void. It's mute. Okay. It's done. It's over with. But do you think for 1 minute, the judges that run the brotherhood of the legal system in Montana is going to stop killing the unborn? Do you know that right now we have 50 babies are murdered every week in Montana?
Despicable, man.
Yeah. So, it's disgusting as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the reason we want to have you on, David, is we have it up on the screen right now. Montana abortion laws remain blocked during legal challenge, and this is recent news here. Let me read a little bit of it. The Montana Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld a lower court ruling that temporarily blocks three abortion laws passed by the 2021 legislature from taking effect while legal challenges play out. The ruling prevents the state from enforcing laws that ban abortions beyond 20 weeks, eliminate telehealth services for medication abortions, and mandate that an abortion provider offer patients the opportunity to listen to the fetal heart tone or view an ultrasound 24 hours before performing the abortion. Of course, the Planned Parenthood is involved in that. No surprise.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
To have standing, okay, to have standing to be able to file a case in our district court, you have to be harmed or can be harmed. Is there one woman standing up? Why is a .org, PlannedParenthood.org, how do they get standing? Also, look at the suspicion. Judge Moses, how did he get all these cases? Oh, wait a minute. How did he get all the voting cases too? Well, that's interesting. Back in 1995, Judge Sherlock out of Helena got all of the abortion cases. How does one judge get all of these cases? Well, quite frankly, that we should look into. We need a grand jury to look into it, because that in itself is another fraud. But that's the beginning. I mean, I'll tell you something. The more I study the Supreme Court, let me make you clear. There's two attorneys. One's a professor of law named Patrick Gold, and the other one is an attorney here in Billings for 40 years. His name is James Rigby. Both of those men have helped me in this and done this background. I want the audience to realize this is just not Dave Howard speaking here. This is a tremendous amount of research from legal experts. And believe me, there is so much that smells about our Supreme Court that it's disgusting.
Well, who has the jurisdiction over the Supreme Court? I mean, because the legislature wanted to get the emails, and they just said, now we ruled that we don't have to. Well, you don't like that? Too bad.
Worse than that, let me explain what they really did. This is almost another joke. What they did is they created the facade of original jurisdiction and literally created their own case of controversy, made their own employee the plaintiff, and made the legislature the defense. Now, let me tell you how that would work. Let's say the local DA subpoenaed a local judge for his emails, all right? And in that subpoena, the DA just mentioned that the clerk was going to provide it because the clerk was over it. Also, in the clerk in this sense that actually got before the legislature and said that she's already deleted the emails and she knew this committee was coming. Now, what would happen to you and I if we started getting rid of evidence? Okay, well, we'd be charged with it, right? Now, so what this judge would do is he said, okay, I got a subpoena from the DA. I'm going to make my clerk the plaintiff. I'm going to make the DA the defense, and you're going to come before my court, and essentially there's no due process, and I'm going to make the decision. That is lunacy. That's why our Supreme Court, our Attorney General appealed it to the Supreme Court. But honestly, the Supreme Court takes less than 1% of those things. Plus, the fact is I'm finding out that there's a brotherhood of judges here. I mean, it's like, you know, thou shall not speak ill of another judge, even if the judge is a crook.
Here's one thing they all have in common, my friend. They're all members of the bar. I had a guy on yesterday, Ron Gibson, on Monday night. 48 years he's been a lawyer. But the bar is ruining this country. I mean, that's just, I don't know what else to say.
The ABA, okay, goes all the way back to the, now, do you know, the ABA, the American Bar Association, controls the education of attorneys in Montana, and they have no right to do so?
Of course they don't. All they are is...
You know that they're a 501c6?
Yeah.
They're a nonprofit.
Right. They have the, they've created the mystique that you can't practice law or you can't do anything unless you have a bar card, which is completely out. You don't need a bar card. I know lots of constitutional lawyers who don't have bar cards who will, you know, kick your butt in court.
Well, the thing is this. Let's just look at a constitutional attorney, all right? I was approached last session, and I was told, and I won't mention the attorney's name. He said, you know, Dave, I'm a constitutional attorney. And I said, well, that's almost funny to me, and for this reason. If you print out the Constitution in a Word document, it's only 8 pages long. I mean, a constitutional attorney? I mean, our founding fathers wrote it so that all of us could understand it. The only reason there's constitutional attorneys, as far as I'm concerned, is so they can manipulate it.
Well, there's a distinction between attorney and lawyer, and we talked about that on the show. An attorney works within the administrative system, right? An attorney works within the current structure. A lawyer works more along common law. A lawyer is not the same as an attorney as far as an administrative position. So there are things, when I say, when the constitutional lawyers call themselves constitutional lawyers, they don't call themselves constitutional attorneys. That's a very distinct, that, believe me, I know several of them. When they call themselves constitutional lawyers, what they mean is they practice, you know, the Constitution as it's meant to be practiced through common law means is what they mean. So, you know, that's not sadly that's not sometimes recognized in the modern in courts because it goes against the good old boys network like you're talking about. It is a system. It is a good old boys network.
Well, the thing is every audience should understand that there's Constitution law and there's common law. Common law is what judges make. not constitutional laws. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It doesn't change yesterday, and it won't change tomorrow, okay? But to kind of prove where they're coming from, look at this wording, okay? Justice Baker wrote, because they ban certain prevalability abortions, they restrict access to medication abortions, and they stigmatize and deter patients from seeking out abortion services. Now, is she quoting the Constitution? No. What she's just saying is, that's my ideology. I'm changing the law. I'm voting against this as a Supreme Court justice because I don't like it. Well, Justice Baker, it doesn't matter what you like. You're supposed to just tell us whether the law is right or wrong. And the thing is this, to put all of this in there, that's a political statement.
Well, I'll take it one step further, David. I think it's a religion for these people. It's like a religion. It literally is like a religion, because you see what they're trying to do after the decision, the Supreme Court, the recent Supreme Court decision. Do you see what they're talking about doing? What they came up with? Maybe we'll do ships outside international waters, and we'll do abortions there. Maybe we'll pay to fly these people to states that do abortions. It's almost like a culture of death, where, you know, followers of Christ have a culture of life. They have a culture of death. So who do they serve, David? Who are they serving?
Well, the thing is this, is we look at Stalin, we look at Hitler, and the fact that they killed millions and millions of people. But the decision in Roe versus Wade has the effect of killing over 65 million babies. Now, what did the effect on Montana? In Montana, since 1974, there's been 125,885 murders of babies, the systematic extermination. Now, that's since 1970. And if you look at today's population of 1.093 million, that is 11.5% of our current population. If we had any disease that was going to kill 11% of us, we'd be, but look at what they're authorizing. They're authorizing the murder of the unborn. The murder of the unborn. I mean, that's beyond my ability to understand.
You know, David, I don't want to go down, you know, too deep of a rabbit hole here or sound too hokey or outlandish here, but I mean, do you think it gives them some sort of a demonic or satanic power every time one of these children are killed? I mean, what would be their motivation to be just so adamant that we must kill these babies? I don't care what ruling is. You know, of course, they're talking about, you know, abolishing the Supreme Court now because they don't rule the way they want to. I mean, they're just, it's a religion. They're almost like religious fanatics, David. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, that's the thing that comes to my mind.
Well, you remember, if you read the biblical of Satan, he tried to take over for God. He tried power and control. God kicked him out of heaven, all right? You look at every terrible thing that's going on since that time. I mean, there's 29 prophets, and they all spoke against the evil governments. You look at what's happening today. You have the Biden administration with the southern border. They've enabled fentanyl to come into America. And in the 4 years that he's president, fentanyl will kill more young people than died in World War II. Look at the people coming across the border. One of three women, they say, are being raped. 1% of the children are stolen and put into sex trafficking. The drugs that's coming across, the people that are being victimized. Now, you tell me, the president of the United States is actually creating treason, all right? Now, you go downhill when the lead of a country, like, for instance, the leader of a family, if the leader of a family is corrupt, what happens to the children? What happens downhill? Everything goes bad. So what we've done is America has been asleep for over 60 years. We have actually trusted politicians. I tell you, I try very hard to be a statesman. I try to, first of all, what I try to do is filter things through the biblical aspect in our Constitution, and then you got to convince me it's really necessary for this bill before I'll vote for it. Now, let's look at what's going on. We have a Supreme Court in Montana that is literally out of control. Create a case of controversy out of thin air and tell the legislature they're the defense when they don't even know that when the Senate is doing an investigation of the Supreme Court, they're the highest court of the land. It everything is upside down.
Yeah, it's an inverted world we're living in, David. Men are women. Women are men. You know, I want to get your comment on a story that I covered here during the first hour. Have you seen, David, the fall of society can't be far behind. Did you see the drag queen in the churches now? Now they have churches are having drag queen and having transvestite days and inviting these people in and celebrating their mental illness. And people are literally in the church standing, giving these people as they're going down the middle of the aisle, people are standing up in their pews and giving these folks standing ovations in the church. David, for crying out loud, man. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I can't get my mind around it. Have you seen that? Have you seen that, what's been going on? And do you have any commentary on that?
Yes. But you see, my ministry, the foxholeministry.com, we have a program. It's called the Voice of Truth Wake Up Call. We're in 28 states on just about 80 radio stations 5 days a week. And what we speak about is this very problem in the Christian side of what we're doing. You have to realize that if you read Jude, okay, it's a real short book, take you about 5 minutes to read it, you're reading about those teachers, those pastors. I mean, clouds without rain, okay, rushing waves, okay. It explains exactly how decadent. Then if you just have to read Romans 1, 18 to 32, I mean, it tells you that if you're involved in this, it condemns homosexuality, all sins. And then it says that, but there are those that know right from wrong, but they give hearty encouragement to those who practice wrong. And Paul defines them as having a debased mind. You look at the whole ideology of the left, it is all a facade. And the fact that it's all a lie, it is based on nothing but human ability to create a lie out of truth. And remember back in the Old Testament, it says when the truth becomes a lie and the lie becomes the truth and bitter becomes sweet, the end is near. Okay. What we as a church, we as a country, we as every citizen in America needs to stand up against this. We cannot let anybody shut us up ever again. We need to speak the truth. And if they yet raise up and they start screaming, we know we must be doing a good job.
That's right. And I've been on your site here, David, while you've been talking. I've been going through your site and the various different pages on your site. It looks like it's pretty comprehensive. Yeah, that reminds me back of the old, didn't the old World War II pilots say that they knew that they were over the target when they started getting flak? So that's kind of the same, I use that same mindset. You know when you're getting attacked, you must be over the target. That's for sure. And, you know, here's the thing that David, truth and bringing people together, like I was talking about my first hour, it seems like the drive to divide people is like I've never seen before. It's almost like reaching a quickening, like they realize that there's something coming, you know, and I believe that there's, I think at some point there's going to be some sort of a revival in this nation. And I think people are going to turn from their wicked ways. We're not there yet. But I did a show on Monday afternoon or yesterday or Monday about Christian nationalism. That's, you hear that a lot now in the paper, Christian nationalists. And of course the left thinks that there's, they're going to rise up and this, America is going to turn into a theocracy where if you don't believe in Christian values, then you're going to be persecuted or worse, first of all, can you help? I read some definitions off of Christianity Today and a couple of other sites, USA Today, just trying to get a feel of what Christian nationalism is. Because I say to myself, I'm a Christian, and I believe, like in nationalism, I believe in this country first over other countries. I would rather see this country do well than China do well. I'd rather see us first. So I'm a nationalist, I guess. I'm a Christian. Am I a Christian nationalist? I don't even know, David. Do you know what all that means?
Well, you see, what the left is very good at doing, that the left is very good at speaking the lie, okay? And the thing is this, we have to realize that when Satan approached Eve in the garden, half of what Satan said was true, okay? And here's the key. So if you can take Christianity and classify it as some other name, okay, you can plug some other name into it, well, then what happens is you can discredit it. Everything they do is to grab something and cut it up into little pieces and try to find something wrong with it. But you see, that doesn't work with Christ, because here's the key. Christ was the Word who became flesh and brought truth and grace. Truth, remember Pontius Pilate, what when Jesus said his cause was to bring the truth, Pontius Pilate said what the world knows. What's truth? Okay. Well, truth only comes through the Word of God. That is truth. So you see, we're not nationalists. We're not unnationalists. We're not anything that they think we are, other than we are followers of the only God, God, the Holy Spirit, and the Son of God, who now sits at the right-hand side of God. So we are Christian, not in name only, but because of the fact that we follow him, we try our best to emulate him, we are then become disciples of Christ. Then we have an obligation. We have an obligation to put on that full armor of God, to withstand, fight evil, and then speak boldly as we ought to speak as Christ ambassadors. So take your names and go throw them in the trash. It doesn't work with Christians.
Yeah, right. And you know, I mean, they're not going to stop. They demonize people, and to really, it's really gaslighting. They create, one of the things, as far as you want to describe gaslighting, folks, is where the media and people on social media and the media, they create a controversy where there's really not one. There's really not a controversy, but they create a controversy and foment one, so you get, you know, so you can choose a side or to continue. That's what gaslighting is, folks. My only concern is if there is a group of people that I don't necessarily know if they're all Christians, but they're representing themselves as that, and that's going on a lot these days. They want to take over certain segments of the government, I think, and I believe they do have some other plans. But, you know, that's my only fear, is that that would happen. But I don't know if that could happen. Do you think we could?
Well, you see,
theoretically speaking,
doesn't understand what the left will never understand, because they do not believe in the absolute truth of Jesus Christ. They don't understand that Christianity is not a political movement. It is a moral movement. Morality is the Christ, okay? He brought morality in no uncertain terms. When you read, like, for instance, you want to go to the quick version, read, like I said, Romans 18:1-18-32. He lays out all of the different immoralities. Now, if God calls it immorality, if it's immoral, it's immoral. God called the gay agenda, the LGB, homosexuality, an abomination, okay? It's not going to change. It's still an abomination, all right? Now, what's wrong is the fact that the left says in their little minds, very small minds, that if you don't agree with them, you hate them, okay? But no, we don't hate them. But the thing is this, if I was talking to a child or my child, and I was laying out what they were doing wrong, the reason I'm telling them the truth is because I love them, okay? But what the left wants us to do is they say, okay, let's say we're in an airplane and the wing's burning and we're all heading to the door and they're handing out parachutes and the person in front of me doesn't put his parachute on. The left doesn't want us to warn them because we might upset them, but they're going to die. You see, the key thing about Christianity is the strongest entity in the world is the spoken word of God that's backed up by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's the only thing that can move mountains. And we ought to be speaking it every day, every minute into darkness, because that's the only way darkness is going to come to the light.
David, how do you respond to the folks that say, and I think it's been sort of, really reinforced in popular culture and some of the movies, with the exception of The Passion of the Christ. That was pretty graphic movie, pretty hardcore. But what do you say about people that say, Jesus is love. He's love. You're talking about this, Jesus is going to love me. I mean, he's love. Look at the, I went to the theater and saw a couple of movies. You ever see this? You ever see, he's love. And I think people, not saying he's not, but there's also another character, right? There's another character, the judgment side, that I don't think is much really talked about a lot. And that's a really big deal, David.
Well, you see, here's the key. And in the Bible, it talks about what is called agape love. That's a Greek term. Let me tell you where agape love is totally different than the feeling of love. All right. You see, when you're looking at the Good Samaritan sees this man was beat, abused, and literally stripped. Okay. Took everything he had. And the Good Samaritan stepped forward. That's agape love. That's godly action. And guess what the priest and the Levite did? They didn't step up to the plate. They're under judgment of Christ. So if you go to the love chapter, I had a person for the alternate lifestyle tell me, I just didn't understand the love chapter. And I told her, I said, you just don't understand. The love chapter doesn't have anything to do with sex. Okay. Has to do with godly action. When you read it, it says love is. Well, love is, that's not a feeling. That's what you do. Okay. So what we do as Christians is when we love others as we love ourselves, we don't have the feeling of love, but when we're driving down the road and somebody has a flat tire and it's 20 below zero outside, we stop and we help them. That's godly love. That's godly action. In fact, James said it, faith without deeds. What is he talking about? Godly action is what? Dead.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, folks, if you want the love chapter. It's excellent, actually. I've sat through many sermon of that, David. So what is your thoughts overall? What do you see? I know that, you're not a prophet, don't claim to be one. But how do you see things shaping up here? We are, like I said, at least to me, like we're in a quickening period here. And by no small amount, this whole Trump thing where they raided his home here a couple of days ago, that really divided, that even set people off that you would normally think would be allies of the current administration. That even sort of set them off a little bit. What do you think, David, is going to be playing out here? I mean, they're almost like they're trying to push and poke and push and poke the bear and push and poke the bear. Like they want people on the right. They want Trump supporters to, it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't arrest the guy and make a big public spectacle on it just to get enough people to come and start rioting. I mean, it seems like that's what they want. What do you see happening, David? Do you see the situation getting much worse? And I know you take things from a biblical perspective, and we know, in that case, of course. But I'm talking about just here in the next 3-4 months or the rest of the year. What's your thoughts?
See, what America doesn't realize right now, and that they're starting to learn, and they're starting to get upset. Let me put it in just everyday words. The left is a predator. It's a predatory ideology. There is nothing they won't do. Nothing they won't do. Okay. Now, for instance, let's look at this. If a pod of lions sees a zebra going by that has a broken leg, what happens to the zebra? It gets killed and it gets eaten.
That's right.
So you see, the predator only goes after those that are weak. What we as good Americans and patriots have to understand is that what defeats the left is when we speak truth into it. You see, it can't hide from the truth. If you look at it from a biblical standpoint, Jesus said in John 3:20 that unless darkness is exposed, it will not come to the light. Well, Paul followed it up in Ephesians 5:11. Said, have no fellowship with darkness, but expose it. So you see, what we need to do is every Christian, every patriot needs to start exposing this. I'm giving a class across the state right now, and it's called Supreme Court Overreach. And what I've been doing is I'm sitting down. I've already been at Scobie, and I've been to Circle. I've been to Columbus. I've been to Carbon County. I've been to last Sunday was in Miles City. And what they're learning is the truth about what the Supreme Court is doing. See, it's the truth that it's going to expose them. The truth is they're corrupt. The truth is they're power hungry. The truth is they're overshooting very, very far what they have the ability to do. You see, courts can't make laws, cannot make law, and they cannot make rights that's not in the Constitution. All right? It's like us looking at the Bible. We can't create an additional wrong or right that God didn't create. All right.
I agree. So I guess the frustration for me, David, and where I can't really rack my mind around is the legislative branch and the executive branch and the judicial branch are all supposed to be co-equal.
Mm-hmm.
So you had two out of those three branches. The legislative branch passed it. The executive branch signed it. And the third branch, which generally was not supposed to be the most powerful branch by far. They're supposed to be, I believe, the weakest branch of all that. The judicial overturns the will of the other two branches. Why is that? Why don't the legislative and judicial branch get together or the executive branch and say, listen, we're going to pull our resources together. We're going to have you guys arrested for violating. I mean, I know that's probably drastic, but there's got to be some sort of something that can be done. Why is that allowed to go on? Where's the disconnect? Who fumbled the ball that allows one branch to override the other two branches every single time without fail?
Here it is. I'm going to tell you what's happening. When you look at the Constitution, we have to ask ourselves, why isn't there anything in the U.S. Constitution about judicial supremacy? There's no judicial supremacy in the Constitution. A matter of fact, Justice Sotomayor said when they were doing the Dobbs decision, now listen to this, there is not anything in the U.S. Constitution that says that the court, the Supreme Court, is the last word on what the Constitution means. Even she knows the truth, all right? The truth is this, the legislature, the executive, and the Supreme Court have equal authority. In other words, there got to be a balance of power. Now, let me explain one thing. If the Supreme Court has the last word on all matters, as it alleges, remember, if you read Baker's decision about the Supreme Court, she said that they had the final say. All right. Well, if you have the final say, why do you have to mention it four times? Okay. All right. Now, let me tell you what's really happening and what our founding fathers actually feared. Here's what they feared. Today in America, in Montana, the Progressive Brotherhood, the Montana Bar, PlannedParenthood.org, ACLU.org, hospitals, unions, TroutUnlimited.org, and various Soros Open Society.orgs, et cetera, et cetera, challenge every law, okay, that they do not like. And what does our Supreme Court do? They either make it unconstitutional, or they change the law. Now, who's in control in Montana? The Supreme Court. It doesn't matter what the legislature passes. It doesn't matter what the governor signs. The Supreme Court's going to overrule us. If they can do that, they can control Montana. But here's the key. Every citizen should realize, judges don't represent the people. They don't represent the people. They have two representations. Are the legislature and the executive. And why aren't we doing something? Honestly, it is out of being unlearned about that very fact. We don't understand we have as much power as they have.
No, of course we do. I mean, with all due respect, mm-hmm. if you don't understand the general co-equal three branches of government concept. You shouldn't be serving in the legislature, for crying out loud. I mean, they say they don't understand, David. I learned this when I was in third grade and fourth grade when I was doing, you know, when I was taking government classes or civics, whatever it was. I mean, this is pretty, you know, to me, it should be pretty obvious. I don't know if they lack the will. I don't know, you know, I don't know what. I mean, you know, but I hope we get this.
You see, I can respond to that. The reason I quoted it that way is this way. You see, we understand that something's drastically wrong. We sat there and talked to each other. Why does Judge Moses get all of the voting laws and runs an injunction against them? And we don't even understand an injunction. An injunction's only supposed to be put forth if there's something going on in there. Tomorrow they're going to bulldoze your house down wrongly. You go to a judge to stop it temporarily, and then immediately there's a trial. Why would Judge Moses stop the voting laws 9 months before the election? And then who is the victim? Was there one voter that came in? So even the organization had no standing. You see, what we've done in Montana is we're letting them get away with this. And the legislature has to understand that we could do something as simple as running a joint resolution, putting the whereases where Armstrong is unconstitutional, call it unconstitutional, but the executive has the responsibility of stop enforcing the law. Now, with the brotherhood, you're not going to get a judge to agree with it, but we have to start stepping up and impeaching them for violating the Constitution.
Well, one of the things that we have to do, and I think Bart Crabtree is doing it with his organization, is we have to change the system that's in place right now where judges are the ones that sit on the judicial review board over other judges. You talk about the brotherhood. You know, are you going to convict your brother, David? I'm not really going to convict my brother on something that, you know, I've done. You know, we've all done it. I mean, we're going to throw the guy in jail for that. Come on. You know, I mean, so until we have a citizens judicial oversight that has authority to be able to make, you know, those type of decisions as far as impeaching judges or having him removed from the bench, then we're not going to be able to advance it much because they're going to keep their own good old boy network going, David. You know this.
And to substantiate that, the judges fear the Supreme Court oversight. We can't even get attorneys that are legislators to vote against anything that's for a judge because they're afraid of retribution. That proves it.
Yeah, right. So what is the answer? What is the answer if the legislature gets together and passes legislation to rein the judges in and it's signed by the governor, and then it's one of these lefty groups sue about it and find some standing, and the judges overturn it? I mean, it's like a tyranny. It's like a tyranny in Montana. It's like a Montana tyranny, David.
That's right. You see, judges don't have the ability to enforce anything, okay? You have to understand, they don't have the ability to enforce.
It's an opinion. It's their opinion, right?
Well, yeah, that's right, and we all have one. But it doesn't make it constitutional, okay? But they believe in their heart of hearts they have the right. I mean, in my training that I give, I show the population, everybody that listens, how this really started in about 1958 with Cooper versus Aaron, where the Warren Court back then literally lied. I call it the three lies of the Warren Court. I mean, this is promulgated for a long time, and it's building and building. And what's happening is the court's doing a really good job at discrediting themselves.
They are indeed. So where are you going to be speaking, David? Are you coming? Are you going all across Montana? Are you coming close
to
Kalispell, Flathead Valley?
I'm trying to not only go across, but if there's other representatives out there that would like to give this program, I have the PowerPoint, I have the background, I have everything to be able to pull it together. If they want to contact me, just contact me through my senator email, just sendavidhoward@gmail.com. And I would love to come out and give the program because it's the research, it's the truth. And it's something that our Supreme Court is going to hate because it exposes them. exposes them. And then what I've done is I've put together the documents, so we documented everything. We referenced everything so that everything that I say, you can go back and you can document it, and it's there and it's provable. It's like reading a nonfiction book.
Fantastic, David. David, we always appreciate you having you here on the broadcast. I know that you have family in town. I hope you have a wonderful time with them and enjoy your family. It's always great to have you here. You know, as these issues come up, David, we, of course, always would love to have you back on the air. As you know, and we'd like to highlight your work when you come here through the Flathead Valley. We certainly want to have you in studio here so you can do a show here in studio. And let me know certainly well ahead of time before that happens. Do you want to give out any websites, David, or anything you want to say that you didn't get a chance to talk about before we go ahead and close out the interview?
What I implore people to do is two things in today's world. The left is able to fool us because we don't know our own Constitution. Okay? Many of our constitutional classes don't teach it fully. One of the most important sections is Section 6, Article 6, Sections 1 and 3. It shows that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. No judge can change that, okay? No judge can change our Constitution without there being an amendment. So when these judges say they're creating other rights, they are unconstitutional, and we need to ignore them, and we need to impeach them. The other thing is, please go on to my foxholeministry.com, and please do, we have an app that's Foxhole Ministry. Subscribe to that, and God bless America.
God bless America. And folks, you can see that right below David's name there. You see at the very bottom line there, foxholeministry.com, foxholeministry.com. Senator David Howard, thanks so much for joining us here today on Northwest Liberty News, my friend. Always great to have you here. God bless you and yours. Enjoy your family. Have a safe, wonderful, enriching time with them. And I pray that they have safe travels back wherever they're coming from, wherever they're going to.
Yeah, God bless. God bless all of you.
Thanks, David. Take care. All right, folks. There goes David Howard, the longtime guest on the show here. Our friend of the show, where we're always delighted to have David Howard here on the show, and he is talking about the Montana stuff here with the Supreme Court. And we support Bart Crabtree's organization, and I have to have Bart on the show here. I think he's coming to town. We're going to have him here talking about that situation with the Supreme Court, because, you know, folks, again, we're supposed to have three co-equal branches of government, and two out of the three branches, you know, either pass or sign laws respectively, and they get overturned by the third branch. Where's the co-equal branches of government concept there? Like anything else, we're just living in an inverted world right now. Everything seems to be inverted, and this situation is no different, it seems, with the Supreme Court. So normally I would be going here until noon, but I have another interview that I have coming up that I have to get prepped for. It was made before I decided to move to 2 hours broadcast here, so I'm kind of stuck. So I appreciate you looking in here today. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till next time, this is James White for Northwest Liberty News, saying bye now.